Here we are. Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning earlier, I heard Jim talking about the weather and spring is coming and, but you know, we'll probably have a little cold in between, but whatever. I was gone for a few days and I was so surprised when I got home. There are some flowers blooming. The daffodils are just, they're not blooming yet, but they're growing like crazy. And of course, earlier in that, there were some green weeds out there. You know, they're the toughest and they're out there. But things are happening, and it really does put us in the spring mood. So it's fun when those things start popping out of the ground. The other thing that happens is the tulips are starting to come up. And at my house, the rabbits love those new little tulip tops. And if I don't get them kind of fenced in, they're gone. Now, they don't like them when they get bigger. So if I can get them past those first little shoots out of the ground, we're okay. I was surprised to see those popping up out of the ground, too. Well, seeing all of that happening just kind of motivates me to talk about a couple of other green things. And I know we've talked about them before. I hope you're not tired of hearing about them. But two things, the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar and Produce in the Park. We'll start first with Produce in the Park. We've had the first planning meeting with the vendors, and they've decided that Produce in the Park will begin on June 2nd and go at least through September, maybe a little longer. So we'll kind of see how things go there. But it, of course, is in the Atlantic City Park every Thursday night, 4:30 to 6:30, with lots of things going on. And, of course, you'll be hearing us talk about that more. And then I just want to remind you that Chris Parks here from KJN is the techie who takes care of the Facebook page. So you can always check Facebook page and you'll be seeing new things come on there as we move along. So put Facebook page, Produce in the Park there for to come up and remind you of what's going on there. Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar. Yeah, that's happening Saturday the 19th. And you go, I'm not a gardener. I don't think I'm interested in any of that. I know I'm not interested in any of that. Well, a couple of things that I want to mention that may pique your interest, even if you're not somebody out there planting all the time, is one of the workshops is called The Magic of Herbs. And the participants are going to get to make herb-infused oil. The people doing that are the chefs from the Henry A. Wallace Center over by Greenfield. And I know some of you have been there to eat in their dining room, and it's always wonderful. So they're going to be sharing that information more about herbs and getting actually to make that herb-infused oil to take home and use. So that's kind of for the cooks, I guess. And then if you are a quilter, or you just like to make things with fabric, there is a workshop called Put the Metal to the Petal. Well, this is actually what you're going to be using, or lots of hammers as well as flowers, but it is a technique that the American Indians used long ago to transfer the color, the dye, if you would, from plants to fabric. Well, that's really long ago, but somewhere a little longer ago in my life, we did that in a 4-H camp, and where we use the green leaves to put them into on a t-shirt. And people are going, is that, you know, how's that going to work? Is that color going to stay there? Well, one of the things you can compare that to is, have you ever had a grass stain on your white pants or your white shirt that you wanted to get rid of? Very difficult. So you know that, that it is possible to get the color from plants into fabric, and you're going to be doing that with a hammer. Now, that's the first step, and then if you're a quilter, you'll want to quilt around those designs you've made, and they are beautiful. So for each of those workshops, there's just a $5 fee in addition to the registration fee. One other workshop that I would particularly mention, or actually a keynote speaker, is about pollinators in the garden and beyond. So even if you don't plant anything, pollination is really important to you in terms of your food. In terms of anything that grows, pollination is really important. So one of the presentations, a keynote presentation, is by Anita Westfall, who is an entomologist with Iowa State University Ryman Gardens. So she will make us more aware of all of the pollinators. That's way beyond bees and butterflies. And also, maybe if you're not wanting to plant a flower, maybe there's some shrub you want to plant, or just be aware that we need to have those pollinators around and maybe not use some pesticides that you've been using, possibly. I mean, there's just options of what to do there in terms of helping to keep our pollinators busy and out there. Now, I'm going to come back to a couple of the topics there, but I do want to say, how do you register if you find one of these topics interesting to you? Then you can register by picking up a brochure at several places around Atlantic. But for anybody listening who says, I'm not going to be in Atlantic, the thing to do is go to your computer. If you don't have one, you can go to the library. I think every library around has a computer that they could help you with. And search for the ISU Extension Cass County website. It'll pop up there, and you'll go to Garden Seminar, and you can see all of the information and also register. Now, as I've said, it is March 19th, but there's another date you want to remember, and that is the registrations that are postmarked, received, and are postmarked by March 11th are the people who are eligible for the door prizes. And there are so many door prizes, and they are all of a value of $25 or more. So they're great door prizes. People go away happy with those. The other things, of course, you get when you come to the garden seminar is a breakfast, a lunch, and those are both catered by the downtowner. And you get to, if you're thinking, I want to become a gardener and I don't know much about that, we who get catalogs all the time bring those catalogs, and you can pick up some free catalogs to get you started. Also, and this is, I think, one of the best parts in addition to the speakers and workshops, is you get to talk to other people. You know, again, if you're a beginner, you can ask some of those other people around you what their favorite things are, what their favorite tools are. You just have a conversation. And for some folks who attend and have been attending, by the way, this is the 18th garden seminar, 18th. We've been doing 18 years. This is our 18th one. Some people, this is the only time they see each other. You know, because they come from all parts of Southwest Iowa. At one time, we had people from at least 70 towns from Iowa, Southwest Iowa, but a few from Des Moines, a few from Omaha, a few from Missouri. You know, they do cross the state lines to sometimes come to the Spring Garden Seminar. So there's just so much going on, and I think by saying that this is the 18th one, it also says that people have found it very useful. Now, there's something else that's really special related to the garden seminar. You don't have to attend to get in on this, but if you are a gardener, you have a backyard or a front yard that you're just going, I'd like to maybe know a little more about the landscaping. There's something I just think maybe I'd like to do some changes, but I don't know where to start. Well, Brent Heath, who heads up the Brent and Becky's Bulbs, a national bulb company, is going to be in Atlantic. And you can buy a raffle ticket or more than one to get a chance to get a two-hour private garden yard consultation with him in your yard. And the first thing I've heard a lot of people say is, I don't want him coming to my yard. I don't want him to see my yard. Well, of course, the very point is that he'll look at your yard with new eyes and make some suggestions about some changes you might make. And of course, you can tell him what your goals are. So, and we know, you can't see many plants in your yard at this time, but you can still take a look at, here's the space you have. Here are perhaps the challenges you have. And by March 19th, there will be more things coming up out of the ground. Take a look at those and give you some suggestions. So if you would like to not attend the seminar and just buy a raffle ticket or more than one, and they are $5 each, by the way. You can do that the same way. The information about that is on the registration brochure, but you can just register for that opportunity and or register for the garden seminar. So lots of things going on. Just to wrap up here, there are 2 keynote speakers. There are 10 workshop breakout sessions, and you get to choose 3 of those. Everything from plants to birds to conifers to herb oil. It's just a nice variety. So probably the blast, well, maybe I'll mention it again. But anyhow, it's an exciting time for the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar. And take a look at a brochure. See if you'd like to participate in that. And until next time, here's a thought. Some people think grass is just a flower bed in waiting.